What's up, fam? Welcome to the very final episode of the Speak Organized podcast for 2023. Don't worry, there's a lot coming in 2024 that I'm very excited to share with you guys. But I can't believe that we made it to the end of the year. I feel like this year has been such a blur of blessings, particularly with this community, my speaker fam. You guys are so awesome. And the guests that we've had on the show this year have been nothing short of spectacular, so generous with their information. I've learned a ton of things, and I hope you have as well. And today is going to be no exception. Today's conversation is perfect for the end of the year. It's all about giving our clients a fresh start, a clean slate, helping them move into the next phase of their life. Typically, the biggest life transition comes through downsizing, which definitely has been a theme that we've talked about this year. And today's guest talks a little bit about some of the additional tools and resources that you can use to help get your clients to the next phase of life successfully. My guest today gives a lot of really great practical tips and real life client scenarios where she actually walks through and talks about how she handled certain kind of tricky or difficult situations through the organizing and downsizing process with her clients. So I encourage you to stick around and let's get into it. What's up, and welcome back to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. I am for sure your go-to gal for all things pro organizing business, especially here on YouTube. So I want you to go ahead and take out your device and tap that subscribe button to become a member of the Speaker Fam. Not only would it be my honor to have you as an esteemed member of my community, but also I hope to see you around a lot more often so that you can take advantage of all of the tools and resources and amazing tips that we have available through I Speak Organized. If you are listening to this podcast today as an Apple Podcast user, you can rate us 5-star review, and that would really help out the channel. We'd be so grateful. If you're watching today's episode on YouTube, don't forget to give us a big old thumbs up and tap that notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you still want more and you want to engage with us on the regular, be sure to join my free Facebook group, ask questions, and receive the advice that you need when starting or leveling up your business. Everybody in there is super supportive and ready to help. Now, in today's episode, we're going to dive in and share some underutilized tools and resources that you can use to grow your network for your business in particular. It's very important to have a solid network of people to refer to your clients. And that's something that often goes overlooked as a great way to also generate new business. All right, speaker fam, please join me in welcoming. This is Natasha Solveson, and she is from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, and she runs the Home Free Organizing Solutions. Did I say all that right, Natasha?
Got it.
Yep. Yes. All right, right on. It was a mouthful, but we got it. So I want to welcome you to the podcast today, and we're going to have a wonderful conversation. Natasha, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This is my first podcast, so I'm excited.
Yay! And it's coincidentally on the opposite side of the spectrum, the last podcast that we're doing for 2023. So you are my final guest for this season, which is pretty exciting. So we're going to go out with a bang, and I'm very excited to dive into this topic. We're talking about the organizing process for families, particularly with downsizing. This has been the year where we talk about downsizing quite a bit. But I always like to get multiple perspectives on the topic because it is something that a lot of people are going to be facing in larger numbers as our society continues on, because people are living longer and family members are getting older and having to deal with a mountain of possessions. And so it's important to understand how to navigate the family dynamics. And as you know, professional organizers are extremely good at helping with that. So I'm hoping that you can shed some light on that and give us some wisdom. But first, I want to learn a little bit more about you. So tell us, how did you first become involved in the field of professional organizing?
Yeah, well, 14 years ago, I was kind of tired of working for other people. And I just started kind of brainstorming, you know, what I could do on my own. I wanted to create something of my own. And I found here in Canada, we have the Professional Organizers of Canada. In the States, you guys have NAPO. And so I found them, and I'm not sure how exactly, but, you know, I determined that people, you know, get paid to organize. And it's just something that I've done my entire life. I always tell the story of how I used to go into my brother's rooms. I was in the middle, and I had two brothers, and I would just, you know, like throw out stuff, organize it. And so I've done it my entire life. And I just thought I could see a need in my city. I live in, you know, a smaller city, but it's big enough. We have about, you know, 250 to 300,000 people here. Mm-hmm. We have an aging population moving in from rural communities. And so I saw like a great need for that downsizing portion. I do general residential organizing as well, and then estate organizing too. But I just saw a need, and there was really nobody doing it here. So kind of the beginning, I would say, you know, first 5 years of my business, and even now sometimes too, it's about like informing people that this service even exists here, and that people can get help when they're feeling very overwhelmed about, like, you know, having to move into a senior's residence from a home that they've been in for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a life transition that everybody has to face at some point. If we're all lucky enough to live into our golden years, it's good to talk about. It's definitely not like the coolest, sexiest aspect of the professional organizing industry. Everybody loves the luxury organizing, vanity displaying type of organizing, but this is so valuable and so important. So let's keep talking about it. And so I want to start off with maybe having you share a success story from one of your organizing projects that highlights the positive impact that this service has for their clients, for your clients and their family.
Yeah, I had a client years and years ago who I would consider to be like my only kind of hoarding client that I've had. Because, you know, I'm not trained in with the chronically disorganized. However, the family needed some help because it was time for her to move into an assisted living facility. And so I, you know, met with the whole family, all the siblings and the mom who was moving. And we kind of created a plan, and it was a 6 month journey with her.
Wow.
She did have a lot of stuff. A lot of it was boxed because she had had a flood in her home and it had, you know, been packed up. So we had to go through each box. You know, she had nightgowns from the 70s, like 10 of them, and they all had their tags on them still. So there was just a lot to go through. Within that process, she actually got ill and had to go to the hospital for a lengthy period of time. And in that time, because of the months that we had put in together, she had gained that trust with me enough to let me work on my own. Mm-hmm. I was now in the basement, and basically she had moved by this time, but we were still going through all the items. And she just wanted to, you know, she kind of had a list of things that we were keeping our eye out for. And so then we were able to find those things and ultimately completely move her out of that space. All of her possessions were gone. And we got her settled in her new home. Mm-hmm. 2 years after that, she had actually passed quite suddenly. I mean, she was in her 80s, but it was really lovely because she had just attended one of her son's wedding. And a couple of days later, she ended up passing away, but she was able to be there and be totally healthy. Mm-hmm. But then the family actually had me come in and deal with the remaining possessions, which weren't nearly as many, but I knew where everything was because I had basically unpacked her and placed everything, you know, where it was. And so, you know, it was really lovely to have the family, have me back to deal with that because I kind of felt like we had become friends over that process of the 6 months of working together. When I read her obituary, I actually knew like all of the things that were in the obituary, which is crazy, you know, because I had just known her for 6 months, but because we were digging into her life, it was sad, but also I know that she had, you know, a good 2 years in her new place, kind of feeling more at ease because of the work that we had done to prepare.
Yeah.
And it was also nice for her to go through all that and not for her children to have to have dealt with that after she was gone, because, you know, they wouldn't have had, you know, all the connection that she did to all those things.
Exactly. And that is the most important point that I like to highlight with my clients, especially the older folks, is not putting the burden of this process onto family members, which inevitably happens, you know, 80, 90% of the time. There's that hilarious little cartoon meme of the man and his son standing in front of the open garage with just chock full of stuff and looks at him and the caption says, "One day, son, all of this will be yours." And the son is just looking at it like, "Oh my gosh, no, I don't want any of this stuff." And so it's nice that we're able to help facilitate that process for our clients before it's too late. And what a beautiful thing it is to develop that trust and that really close relationship with your clients. It really does kind of show the power of stuff, you know, mm-hmm. and what it means to us and how it can define our lives in many ways. I want you to listen up for just the next 90 seconds. I promise it's going to be worth it. If you're feeling insecure, you want to beat that imposter syndrome and really take your business venture to the next level, I can help you do that. And I'm going to tell you how right now. I want to offer you a golden opportunity, one that I wish I had when I first started my organizing business. I want to invite you to book a one-on-one Zoom consult or a coaching series with me to get all of your burning questions answered. No gatekeeping here. My goal is to empower you to kick fear to the curb and start your organizing venture with confidence. Discover how to find clients, set prices, structure services, sell without that annoying feeling, improve your website, handle products, create seamless processes, tackle tough client situations, and so much more. You're going to need to act fast because my calendar fills up. So visit the link in the description or the podcast show notes to book your call today. I can't wait to speak organized with you. And if you need those important forms for onboarding your clients, including the essential client agreement, I've got you covered. Save weeks of design with my Pro Organizer Forms Pack. You can choose from Starter or Premium, and they're customizable templates in a free Canva account. Just edit the text to fit your needs and add your branding touches. Use the code YTPRO8 for an exclusive discount at checkout. Get ready to ask and receive those 5-star reviews that will boost your ranking on Google. And if social media seems daunting and makes you want to pull your hair out, then I invite you to join my class. Master a year's worth of content in 1 hour and post consistently with just 2 days of work monthly for real, and learn what really attracts clients. Use my code ISOSOCIAL5 for $5 off. And don't wait. Find all of these goodies down in the description or the podcast show notes. I am here to guide you. Ready to take the leap? I think the next appropriate question to ask you then would be talking a little bit more about working with this woman's family. What does it look like practically? If you were to briefly walk us through the typical steps that you take when assisting a family in organizing a loved one's possessions, in this case, somebody who has passed, you know, also kind of taking into consideration the emotional and practical aspects, like what did you do with the family to help disperse all of the stuff, get rid of it, help them through the grieving process, et cetera? Can you just kind of break that down?
Yeah. I mean, in that circumstance, specifically, like I had mentioned, she kind of had that power before she moved. So all the things that would have been important to the children, in terms of like their father's belongings or pictures that were important, actually got dispersed to them before she passed, like when in that downsizing process, which is great. Like, I encourage that with any clients to do that. I mean, other than maybe just a few personal pictures, because, you know, when they do pass, it is a really stressful time. It's very emotional. So then they actually don't have to deal with that part of it. But every situation is so different. So, you know, in other estate situations that I've dealt with, the family will come in and they will take what they know that they want. So whether it's, you know, artwork, photos, mementos, and then they leave us to the work of, you know, sorting items that might have some value, donating items, you know, arranging garbage pickup. And then maybe, you know, just letting us know, okay, we're trying to keep our eye out for, you know, this particular item. So if you do come across that, we would like to keep that. You know, I did have a client that their father had died unexpectedly, and he had a house full of stuff. I mean, he could have maybe been considered a hoarder as well. But he had some guns, and they didn't know what to do with these guns. And actually, in the process of going through all of his personal items, I was in his bedroom one day, and I kind of flipped up something on his dresser, and there was a little note under it, and it said, "My guns go to," and it specifically said, and so they were like thrilled to find this note, because this is a question they were actually asking. And he had, I guess, arranged, well, he didn't arrange for it, but he left a note knowing that somebody would find it, I guess.
That's hilarious. It's just, yeah, everybody kind of does their legacy planning, will and trust process differently. Yes. And this guy went real old school, you know, and just wrote a note. That's hilarious. I love it. At least everybody knew, you know, what to do.
Right. Yeah, that's helpful for sure. But yeah, I mean, every situation is so different. You just have to read the family dynamics. You know, I've worked with families where, you know, this was a downsizing situation where the dad was there and he was moving and two of the daughters were involved, kind of. And in that initial consultation, one of the daughters just sat there with her arms crossed the entire time, didn't say a word. And I knew she was going to be, you know, a hard nut to crack, but she actually wasn't the one that was making a lot of the decisions. I don't think she wanted her dad to move. So you just have to really read the situation. And, you know, as organizers, communication is like number one. I always say that, like, when I'm looking for somebody to join the team, like, they have to be able to communicate with all different types of people, and to be, you know, sensitive to their needs and as well. So it's just reading the situation and determining what, you know, how to deal with that particular person.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about that and dive in a bit strategy wise. So obviously, when you're dealing with dispersal of family items, there's a lot of opinions, there's a lot of sentiment, there's a lot of emotional attachment to things, and there's differences that come up. People probably butt heads. It's very, tensions are high, shall we say. So when you're working with a family where you have, you know, a couple of siblings or whoever, like whatever example you want to give us, of people who are kind of at odds through this process, and you're kind of stuck in the middle having to navigate it, and you're talking about reading the situation. So from a practical strategic standpoint, what does that look like? So what are you doing to navigate those differences of opinions and priorities with your clients?
Yeah, I mean, one situation comes to mind for me. It was an estate as well, and father was, he had quite an art collection that he had gotten over the years. He was kind of a part of the government here, and he had four children, and they were having a really hard time determining how to split up this artwork because it actually had quite a bit of value. And so they were just trying to figure out how to do this. So I made a suggestion of, you know, initially taking pictures of everything. And then there was kind of a group email because not everybody was in town, and everybody could kind of pick their number ones. And then if there was, you know, more than one person interested in one piece, then, I mean, values were also given to all these art pieces too. So they would kind of know if they had equal value of art as well. And so they kind of did it that way. So in terms of, you know, all the art was valued, and then they determined what their favorite pieces were. And from that point, they tried to balance it out according to value and what their treasure items were. You know, if it comes to a point where it's getting really nasty, then, you know, I have estate lawyers that I can refer them to. I'm actually part of this estate planning council here in my city. And sometimes it does come down to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I could see that being a factor that you have to consider. Sometimes there's just no way to make a decision. You have to have somebody make it for you, mm-hmm. in whatever way that can be. So I imagine, obviously, you mentioned that you're part of your, what do you call it? The estate council? The
planning council, yes.
The estate planning council. So tell me what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group of professionals that meet typically once a month. Actually, we met today. We had a luncheon today. So there's lawyers, there's trust companies, there's financial planners. There are organizations that are charitable organizations. So they're, you know, getting money from estates towards their charities. And then there's, you know, me, which is doesn't fit in the categories. And so basically, yeah, every month we just, there's like speakers that come in and talk about different things. And actually I became a part of the organization after I did a presentation there, last December. So it's been a year. It's just a good resource to have, under your belt. And I find with being a professional organizer, like you need a lot of go-to people, mm-hmm. all the different things, you know, like, you know, you need really great movers, which I have, you know, a great cleaner to refer to, lawyers, and then also, you know, just being in the downsizing business, referring to different seniors residences in the city too. So mm-hmm. It's great to have a lot of realtors. It's another one as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Build up your referral network. Mm-hmm. That means everything. I did a presentation for a B&I group that I'm a part of a few weeks ago, talking about how a professional organizer is like your best referral partner, because our clients trust us and come to us for all kinds of different things. You know, I am constantly getting asked, do you know a plumber or a mold remediation person or a realtor, or who, like all these random service providers, who's the one person they're going to ask? It is us, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I often say this to people, like I'm always not shocked anymore, but it's quite amazing how the clients, we gain their trust pretty quickly, because mm-hmm. they're letting us into their homes. We're seeing things that nobody else sees.
Like, exactly.
You know, not their closest family members do not see into the back drawer, you know, and we do. And so I always find that really amazing and humbling too.
It is. Yeah. And it's an important point to always remember and not take lightly, because we do have a huge responsibility when it comes to that. And referrals are a huge part of that. Well, fam, it is the home stretch to the Christmas season. At the time of filming this video, we're about 6 days away from Christmas. December, I don't know about you guys, but for us in our house, it is the busiest, craziest month of the year. There's activity after activity after obligation, and everybody's having a Christmas party or a cookie decorating extravaganza or whatever. There's always something going on, and it's very difficult to protect your yeses and find that quiet downtime, because it's also one of the darkest times of the year where the sun starts to set at 4:30 in the afternoon, and really all we want to be doing is just curling up with a blanket and sitting by the fire and being cozy and going to bed at 8 p.m. Or maybe that's just me, but either way, we don't always have the luxury of doing that. So it's always about trying to find that balance and harmony between going to all of the events and finding that time to relax. And I have my secret weapon to help keep me going and give me sustained energy and focus all day long, especially on those days when I just have to keep going for just a little bit longer. I want to introduce you to Magic Mind. It is a very small 2-ounce energy supplement that will give you sustained energy and focus all throughout the day without having to reach for that second and third and fourth Red Bull or another cup of coffee. And if you know me, then you know that I actually have been caffeine free for about 3 years now, coming up on 3 years at this time of year. So I am so happy that I have Magic Mind on those days when I am feeling a little bit more run down and I need that pick me up. It's really great stuff packed in a small bottle. It's got adaptogens, nootropics, functional mushroom compounds, basically good brain boosting food that will allow you to have that long lasting energy without all the stressful triggers of too much caffeine. it is simply just the best thing. And so, of course, anytime I recommend a tool or a product to you, I want to get you a very good deal. So I'm going to run the discount code across the screen, which is going to get you 20% off if you want to try Magic Mind for yourself. I'll be sure to link it down in the description of the video and the podcast show notes today so you can take advantage of it for yourself. And as always, I got to give a big old shout out to Magic Mind for sponsoring today's episode. Speaking of which, just in terms of resources and tools, you've already mentioned a really valuable one with this estate planning council that you're a part of. Are there any other tools or resources that you find particularly helpful with this organizing or downsizing process, both for yourself and your clients? So what other tools and resources do you like to use?
Yeah, I was thinking about that question. And, you know, I call myself a practical organizer. So I'm not necessarily I'm definitely not a luxury organizer. Like I want things to be, you know, systems to be sustainable and straightforward and all that kind of thing, and use what people have in their homes too, because I'm not encouraging people to go out and buy more things because we all have too many things.
Right.
So yeah, the tools that I use is just like the tools that all organizers have, which is, you know, the basics of sorting through things and letting people actually see what they have. Mm-hmm. Putting them in like piles, and those tools go a long way because people often don't realize that they have 10 wooden spoons or, you know, like all these things that they don't need really. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my biggest tool belt. It's just like, I always just call it the four steps. It's like sorting, putting in like piles, containing it and labeling it. It's the basics of organizing. Mm-hmm. And those are the best tools that you can give your client. And then also just returning things to where it goes, mm-hmm. you know? That's kind of my biggest tip for tools.
Yeah, I think that it's a good point to make, and it highlights the fact that organizing really should be about simplification. That's a common misconception that many brand new organizers listening and watching may have. It's a question that I get a lot from coaching clients, or, you know, how do you handle product, this and that? And my answer generally tends to be that we don't even have that conversation until we're at the systemization phase of the process. If a client even wants that, some people really truly do just need to get rid of the junk. They need a fresh start, a clean slate. They need less, and not just a way to invest in thousands of dollars worth of products to store things better. You know, like obviously there's value in all of that. If you actually use and need the things that are being stored, there's better ways to do it. But this does highlight that the process really should be about simplification. And you also highlighted some other sort of not necessarily well-known tools, like your networking, you know, like as a professional who you know is everything, and that council that you're a part of. And so those are kind of some things that people may not have thought of that are very valuable resources and tools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My last couple of questions, one being, as somebody, so how long have you been a part of the organizing industry officially?
14 years.
Holy monkeys, you've been doing it longer than I have. That's so fun. I love it. So as somebody who is deeply involved, can we just say, in the professional organizing community, how do you stay updated on the latest trends and techniques and tools and industries to better serve your clients?
Yeah, the first place would probably be where I started, which was the Professional Organizers in Canada. I'm a part of the cyber chapter because in my city, there's really not enough. I live, like, my city is very far from any other major city. So it's like 6-hour drive to the next big city, essentially. So we have a cyber chapter all across Canada for all those kind of more remote communities. Mm-hmm. And so we meet monthly and have different speakers, which are educational usually. And also I do a lot of professional development with local organizations that work with, you know, women in business. Last year I was in a year-long program. So it was like kind of like a monthly meeting thing. And then at the end, there was a big gathering, and, you know, having mentors as well, but also just, you know, like the fun stuff on social media. seeing what other organizers are doing all over the world. A lot of them are pushing product, which is not my thing. And so, but it's fun to see for sure. And you definitely pick up little tips from following other organizers for sure.
Absolutely. And do you find value for your professional business development through these organizations that you've been a part of? Do you really feel like it has helped you on your business journey, or do you feel like it's just sort of a personal preference?
No, I think for sure it has. And actually in the past year, so I've been in business for 14 years, probably about 11 of them, it was just me. Mm-hmm. I was working full time when I first started it. Then I was working just on that. And then I had children. And so I was, scaled back a bit because I wanted to spend more time with them. And now they're in school full time, both of them. Mm-hmm. So it's been really nice to be super flexible. Mm-hmm. But now I'm at the point where I'm wanting to grow the business. And so in the past year, we've actually doubled the team. So now there's 6 of us, which has been really great. And I'm kind of wanting like a slow growth. I want to work a little bit less if possible, but I really still enjoy working with the clients and working hands-on with them. And so I don't want to give that up entirely because that's why I got into the business in the first place.
Yeah. Working and directly affecting the people in your community in a positive way. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to be able to give back to your community that way. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, it's good to learn a little bit more about that and hear everybody's opinions, because that's another question that people ask all the time is, are these organizations worth, the investment of time and finances and whatever? And I always think that having access to like-minded people who are going through what you're going through and that you can relate to directly is just so, so important and makes it less isolating, especially if you spent the last decade essentially working by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, gaining those, and if in some of those women's business groups, like there's women in all different types of business. So you might meet somebody who can help you with your marketing or your bookkeeping or, all sorts of things. So that's what I really enjoy about those as well.
Yeah, agreed. Right on. I'm right there with you. So just to wrap up, Natasha, and say thank you for coming on the podcast today, I want to make sure that any guests listening or watching, especially those folks who are local to Canada, can find you and connect with you. Maybe somebody might have some questions about the Professional Organizers in Canada organization. So how do we find you on social media and your website and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so I'm at homefreeorganizing.ca or .com. And then I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Home Free Organizing Solutions. I do a weekly Tasha's Tips on Friday because Natasha is shortened to Tash.
Cute.
And I'm always posting, because we do a lot of downsizing and estate organizing, I'm always posting these fun finds that we find in people's houses, like vintage, all sorts of things. So that's kind of fun on Instagram. And then, of course, lots of before and afters and stuff. So.
Fabulous. Yeah. And I know that especially working with realtors, having a connection to estate sales and estate planning is extremely valuable to have that skill set and that knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it would be fun to have you come back and dive into that topic again in the future. And I'll make sure to have you online somewhere so that if somebody has that question, I can just tag you and you can help us out with that. Thank you so much, Natasha, for coming on the show today. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, fam, that is going to wrap it up. And I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to my guest, Natasha, for rounding up 2023 for the Speak Organized podcast. And I hope that you got a ton of value out of today's episode. Be sure to connect with her, especially if you're in Canada. Connect with her. All of her information will be linked down in the description of the video and the podcast show notes. Be sure to connect with me. All my information is down below in the description of the podcast show notes. I don't have any more availability for coaching calls in December, but I am starting to book for January at the time of filming this video. So be sure to get on the schedule before January fills up, because I think I may have like 1 or 2 slots left. They're going crazy fast. And I think everybody's just really on board to make 2024 the best year ever. So I'm really proud of you guys for doing that. And I would love to be able to help and strategize with you as well. Don't forget to join my free Facebook group. It's a great place to come and hang out with us every single week. We have a ton of fun. It's very supportive in there. And be sure to subscribe to the channel if you have not done that already. Check out Magic Mind if you're interested in a little bit of a holiday time pick me up. I've got that discount code for you down in the description as well. And of course, if you're subscribed, then you're not going to miss all of the awesome content that's coming up in 2024. I just announced the lineup on my Facebook page, and my Instagram will have an announcement coming out in the next couple of weeks. So be sure to check that out so that you can connect with all of the amazing guests that I'm going to have on the podcast in 2024. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. Beyond that, I hope that you all have a fabulous day. I hope you have a fabulous holiday season, and I will see you next year. Bye-bye.